We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Murish and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Trumos Perek Dalid Mishnah Zion. It's very exciting. We get into our discussions of Taruvos, of forbidden mixtures, and we've discussed a little bit of this in the past. We'll remind ourselves, and we're going to assume that our mission is going to be discussing a case of what we call min bimino, two of similar substances that are together. So you could have a mixture where something is permitted and something is prohibited, where you have min mishe'eno mino, two things where they're completely different species. But you have a case, let's say you have meat, you have three pieces of chicken, and you have two of them are kosher, one of them are treif, they look the same, all the same. So we say in such a case, the halacha is when it's yavesh b'yavesh, too dry, when it's not liquids, in this case, we say it's batel barov. The halacha actually is that I have three pieces of chicken. I know one is treif, two are kosher. So the halacha is that the batel barov nuts nullified in majority. What do you do with it? And one opinion says you can actually eat all three pieces together. One opinion says you have to eat them separately, one after the other, at different times. And one opinion says you have to get rid of one, but they end up throwing away one of the kosher ones. But that's the din of bittul barov that applies the yavesh b'yavesh of the same min. When it comes to liquids, though, what we call not yavesh b'yavesh, but lach b'lach, so there we have this halach of no same tam, where we have to assume, we have to think about whether or not there would the forbidden mixture have given taste into that which is permitted. How do you figure that out? So you can't figure that out if it's min bimino, because they all taste the same. So the halach is we assume that we need a ratio of 60-1. We've mentioned in the past that truma has a requirement where we need more than that. We've mentioned a ratio of 100-1, and we'll discuss that initially. There are different opinions regarding that. And that is the introduction to this Mishnah. So here we go. Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Truma Ola Ve'echad Umeya. Truma literally is raised up 1 in 100. So what does that mean? So if let's say we'll talk about a Sa'ah, right? The measure of Truma. Have a Sa'ah of Truma fell into 100 Sa'ah of Chulin, of non-holy, of non-Truma. So now I have a mixture. I have 101 Sa'ah, where one is truma and the rest is chulin. So is this something that a non-kohen azar is able to eat, or does a kohen have to eat the whole thing? So Mishnah says that one saw goes up. What does goes up mean? So the understanding here is that ola means I have to remove it. It has to be, I remove one saw, I give it to a kohen, and the remaining 100 saw, that which I have left, can be eaten by a zar, even by a non-kohen. So the ola may literally mean just that it's nullified, but the explanation of the Mishnah, according to the Rishonim, is that ola actually means, in this case, I have to remove it. And generally speaking, when it comes to something being nullified, I don't have to remove anything. It's nullified in a majority, it's nullified in 60, in this case, nullified in 100, I should be able to have the entire mixture. The reason I have to remove it is based on the fact that truma, if the truma fell in, and now I, as a non-kohen, eat the entire mixture, I'm basically stealing from the kohanim, what we call mamon hashevet, or gezel hashevet, I'm stealing their money. So that's why I have to remove, because there's a dine mamonos, there's a monetary issue, we have to remove one saw and give it to the kohen, but in fact, the entire mixture is nullified. So that is Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, 100 parts chulin required, are needed in order to nullify one part truma. And that's the halacha in the Mishnah. What's the source of such a thing? So there are several opinions in the Mishnah as to what's needed for truma, but they're all learned from the same pasuk, based on the pasuk in also in Parshas Korach. Now it's this week's parsha. Tarimu, in Chutz La'aretz at least, tarimu mikol chelbo es mikdasho mimenu. When it comes to trumas maaser, it says you shall separate mikol chelbo, the best part, we mentioned that. What's mikdasho? It's sanctified. That which is sanctified, the trumas maaser. What does it mean that it's holy? So the Sifri understands that if the trumas maaser falls back into the original produce from where I took it, so the whole mixture is now mikdasho, is kadosh, is holy, is sacred and forbidden by a zar, by a non-kohen. So now, how much is Trumas Maaser of the entire original produce? Trumas Maaser is really 1%, or a little bit less maybe, of the whole mixture, because I give 10% to the Levi, and the Levi takes 10% of that 10%. It's Maaser mena Maaser. So that's 1% of the whole mixture. So what is it telling you? That only when I have Trumas Maaser, which is a tenth of a Maaser Rishon, which is a tenth of the whole produce, right, from which ends up being 1%. So if 1% of the produce that was separated falls back in, that is what's needed to sanctify or prohibit it. That prohibits the entire mixture. So that means that if you're telling me that 1%, if one falls into 99 parts, that one ruins the 99 parts. If I have more than 99 parts of chulin, I then now will be able to nullify that part of truma. That's Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, and that's why he said, now how much do I need to have more than 99 parts? Rabbi Eliezer says, I need a full part, I need a full measure, which is why I'll need that full sa'ah, and you'll need 100 in order to nullify that one. Rabbi Yehoshua on there, no, b'mei avod, think about of that source. Why would you need a full measure, a little bit more, what does it mean? A little more than 99. A measure of truma will be nullified if it fell into a little bit more than 99 sa'ah of chulin. So I now will have 100 measures all together with additional amount. You don't need a full 100 measures, 100 to 1 to nullify it. It's enough to have a little bit more. That is Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion, and the Mishnah continues in Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion, va'od zeh ein lo shir. There is no minimum amount of this ode. And Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, he has the last opinion. Va'od kav lemea sa'ah. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says that I agree somewhat with Rabbi Yehoshua. I agree that it's enough to have, you don't need a full amount, you need a little bit more than 99, but the va'od has to have some significance. How much is that? Is a kav lemea sa'ah, is a kav for each hundred of sa. Now a kav, we know six kav equal a sa. So that would be a sixth of the sa for every 100 sa. So, or for the 99. So, why a sixth, right? Why a sixth of a kav? So a sixth of a kav, or a sixth of a sa, is right a kav lemei. I mean a kav, a sixth of a sa has significance. A sixth in general has significance. Meaning, I don't need a full amount, a full sa. You need something significant of that sa. How much is that? It's a sixth of a sa, which is one kav. So where do we find that a sixth has significance? In the fourth parak of Bava Metzia, we speak about, oh no, we speak about fraud, overcharging someone. We consider a sixth is what's considered or not. So therefore, that's the same thing in here. Shesus lamadamea. And therefore, it's the sixth that is going to be necessary in order to nullify it. Lamadamea from the word dimur. We mentioned the dimur before from the pasuk based on the truma we call dim acha. But we use the word dimur midamea to refer to a mixture of chulin and truma. So Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that is what would be needed in order to nullify. So let's say, for example, if I have one saw of truma that fell into what? Into a minimum of 99 and a sixth saw of chulin, meaning 99 saw and a kav, right? The truma will be nullified, right? And then what do I do from there? Then I remove one sa'ah and give it to the Kohen, and the rest is going to be permitted. If I didn't have that minimum amount necessary for the truma to be nullified, so then it's meduma. The whole thing is sir, a Kohen, only a Kohen can have it. I can sell it to the Kohen at the price of the truma, right, which we know truma is less than chulin, right, because we don't have supply and demand, you don't have as many people, and the value of the truma that was mixed in, right, that's deducted from the amount that the Kohen passed to pay me, because that belongs to him. We are in Perek, Dalid, Mishnah, Ches. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer. The Rabbi Yehoshua says the following. Te'enim shechoros malos es halavanos, levanos malos es ashchoros. Let's follow, assuming we're following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion from the previous Mishnah, that I need 100 to 1. So if I have one part truma that's now mixed with 100 parts chulin, we said the truma is nullified. So one Mishnah is going to tell us that that it may not matter the different colors or shapes of the chulin, right? One would have argued, well, hold on, you can't have a 100 chulin can only nullify the one truma if it's very clear to me that, you know, we're all talking about the same, not only same species, but I know very clearly that the truma was of this type and the chulin is of this type. But the Mishnah says, no, I have, let's say, white truma figs became mixed into a mixture of white and black chulin figs. So the truma that is white are white figs, but the chulin is a mixture of both. So maybe I would have thought, well, you don't have enough here. Let's say it's 50-50. I only have 5 white figs that could nullify the truma, which I know was a white fig. That's not enough. So the answer is no. The white and the black figs joined together to nullify. Right? Both together. The Mishnah goes both ways. Shchoros malos es levonos. Levonos malos es hashchoros. Right? There's no need. So let's say I have a mixture that, as we said, 100 figs of chulin, 50 of white, 50 of black. One white fig of truma fell into the mixture. All the chulin can join together to nullify, that one fig, 100 to 1. Not a problem. Sit now. What's the chiddush? So listen, we know the truma, right, fig was white, or we knew it was black. So why should I be able to include the others? So nonetheless, the Mishnah says that is allowed. Why is it allowed? So the Bar Tanur says, I'll tell you why. Because Shimhaya Rotzer Haya Dorson Ma'arvan Akobiyachad. I could have literally trampled them. I could have mashed them down into a whole mixture, and you never would have known which are the white and which are the black, and it would have been nullified. So since I could have done that, even if I didn't, we say that it's going to be nullified. Why do we allow such a thing? So Midoraisa, truma that falls into chulin is really nullified, is really batel in a majority. And this whole din of 100 to 1 or whatever it is, all these different opinions, only midrabanan anyway, and that's why we have the right to be lenient in such a case with the different colors. Similarly, igule devela hagidolim malim esaktanim vahaktanim malin esagdolim. We've had this before, fig cakes. So I have igule dvela, I have a mixture of small and large round fig cakes of chulin, and a small or a large cake of truma became mixed in. So we say that the gedolim are malim es aktanim. The large chulin cakes will join the smaller ones to nullify the small truma cakes, where the small truma cake fell in, and the haktamna malim es agdolim, and the small ones will join the large ones to nullify a large truma cake that fell in. Similarly, we allow such a thing as well. And haigulim malim es hamalbanim, v'hamalbanim malim es haigulim. Same thing with shape. The circular ones are able to nullify the malbinim, the rectangular cakes, v'hal malbinim malanis egulim, same thing in all of these cases, even though the truma is very clearly somehow different from the chulin that it fell into, all the chulin is going to be nullified. Rabbi Eliezer Oser. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Rabbi Yehoshua, with the Tanakhama, and he says, now all the chulin figs that are of the same type as the truma, right, are going to be usr. So what does that mean? So let's take our example. The white fig of truma got mixed into the mixture where there were 50 white figs and 50 black figs of chulin. So the white figs are forbidden to a kohen, because I know what was truma, it was a white fig, and I only have 50 white figs, which is not enough to nullify it. So that's the halacha. Now, so the Rabbi Eliezer obviously disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua with Tanakhama. He says, since the black figs are look different, right, they're certainly chulin, they can't be considered part of the mixture. That is, not only that, if the color of the fig, let's say, is not known, I don't know if white or black fell in, then all figs are going to be prohibited, because then I don't even know which one fell in. So they certainly don't join together. So Rabbi Eliezer again forbids all the chulin figs that are of the same type. The black ones are fine if a white fig fell in. Rabbi Akiva Omer Rabbi has a third opinion. If you know the color of the fig that fell in, so then he says, no, they cannot nullify one with the other. So Rabbi Akiva agrees on the one hand, right, with Rabbi Eliezer, right? He'll say that each type of chulin can't nullify truma figs of the other type, right? Or the color, or the type, or the size, etc. And so they're certainly going to be of that same type to be prohibited. But Rabbi Akiva says like this. Now, but uksheino yodua manafla. But let's say if you don't know what fell in, so as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer says, now they're all us, or you can't even eat one type. Rabbi Akiva says, malo zoazo. Then each type nullifies the truma figs of the other type. All the figs are permitted. Here, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He says like this, since a zar is not permitted to eat any of the figs in this mixture, why not? Because we know one of them is possibly the truma. So in that respect, it has to go to the Kohen. So he says, if that's the case, all the figs in the mixture can be part of this number, can count towards the amount of 100 parts chulin that are needed to nullify it. And therefore, if I remove one fig of either type, the rest are going to be permitted. And we're going to give examples of this in the next Mishnah. And as Bar Tanura says in Rabbi Akiva's opinion, he says, if you don't know what fell in, Kevan de kulan besafek iser, they're suffek, and maybe as we explain this, is the suffek is a suffek de rabbanon, malos, zu, and we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva.